Well, yeah, when you're on the nose, you're rock solid. You're, you know, you sound like you're at the repeater. You basically are. So, yeah, well, with the, I forgot that the balcony pushes out, and you wouldn't want that coax dangling there. That would be asking for trouble. So, I'm sure we could get the thing, you know, we'd throw a string with a little weight on it, and, you know, you could have multiple tries making it, and, you know, once you get the string over to the balcony, then you just tie your coax to that and pull it across, but I'm absolutely certain we could get it, but I don't think you could probably get away with the dangling coax, you know, so that's kind of out. You're going to have to deal probably with the door wall. And that's probably better anyhow. It's right there where your stuff is and everything. So, yeah, you know, get the antenna and the mount and the pole and everything like that. Get all that done and ready to go and figure out what you're going to do there and just have the coax coiled up and toss it out there when you feel like using it with the door cracked and bring it in when you're not. And later on, you can figure out what you're going to do for something more permanent. But get the antenna. I'd say start with getting the antenna and the coax and making your, you know, get a pail. And I can help you with that. Figure out how long the mast has got to be, and we can put a mast and a pail with some quickcrete. There you go. Hell, you might be able to even find something ready to go at a hardware store, like some sort of a, you know, I said a Christmas tree earlier, a Christmas tree stand. I'm sure there's lots of stuff, but if nothing else, a pail with some quickcrete and a short piece of mast coming out of it would do the trick.